Hey, have you had enough cicada talk yet? Well, prepare your ears because you're about to hear a lot more of them in the coming weeks. After 17 years underground, billions of those beady-eyed insects, no bigger than your thumb, are emerging across the U.S. for the mating season. Whether you know nothing about the bugs or can hear their drones right outside of your window, Here and Now's Alexander Turk gets us up to speed.
On a Friday afternoon, I got an email. The chorus in the treetops is starting. Get here now. I grab my microphone and I hop on the highway for Columbia, Maryland. And as I pull into the suburban neighborhood, I hear a chorus 17 years in the making.
This is Brood 10, 17-year periodical cicadas. That's the big boy band up in the treetop. Right now it's all about romance.
I'm here with Mike Raup. He's an entomologist at the University of Maryland. He comes out wearing a black shirt that says Magicicada 2021. No wonder he calls himself the bug guy.
After spending 17 years underground, the cicada nymphs will emerge, usually at nightfall. They'll go to a vertical structure. Could be a tree, could be a fence, could be you if you stand still long enough. They're going to attach with their front legs, and then that exoskeleton or skin is going to split down the middle. The beautiful adult cicada will emerge.
He kneels down to grab a handful of brown cicada shells ringing the tree.
This is 6 inches deep of cicada shells.
Within 4 to 6 days, they'll mature and join what Raup calls the cicada palooza.
And then the male cicada is going to use his very best performance to try to convince that special someone that she should be the mother of his nymphs. If she likes his performance, if it's really good, she'll flick her wings and make a little clicking sound. Then they'll hook up, mate, and they'll go about the next phase of the game, which for her is to move out the tips of small branches to lay her eggs. For him, well, he's probably going to saunter off and maybe find another female to court. Well, let's walk over here and take a look at this garden fence. You can see they've been emerging for several days. This happens to be a little female cicada. We can tell because at the tip of her abdomen, it's very pointed. That's her egg-laying appendage. We call that the ovipositor. That's what she'll insert into the trees to deposit her eggs in what we call egg nests. Each female cicada can lay as many as 400 to 600 eggs during the course of her lifetime. So there are going to be a lot of cicadas up in these treetops.
So where does that droning chorus come from? Raup plucks a cicada off the garden fence and pulls back a flap on its underside to show me a white and vibrating membrane.
The sound we're listening to is created by the timbal organ of the male. It's like a drum head. There are muscles attached. It can vibrate that drum head. Its abdomen is actually hollow and acts as a reverberation chamber to amplify that sound. When this little guy is up in the treetops with his broodmates and they're all singing in unison, the sound can reach 80 to 100 decibels, so they're going to get really noisy up in the treetops.
So, the romance, the music. But these cicadas also provide a feast for local wildlife, like birds, foxes, even dogs. And I had to ask.
Oh, sure, yeah. I always snack on a few cicadas. My favorites are what we call the soft-shelled cicadas. So after they emerge, the exoskeleton hasn't fully hardened. And I'll usually snack on those. They're very tasty.
I challenged a bug guy. If he'll eat one, I'll eat one. We set off on a hunt for a soft shell, but we have to settle for a different adult entree.
Okay, this little rascal, see how the wings are deformed? Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one doesn't have a hope.
And finally,
1, 2, 3. What did you think? What kind of flavor do you get?
Swiss cheese. You know, I'm more of a cheddar guy. The eggs planted in the trees will take about 6 to 10 weeks to hatch, roughly the lifespan of their parents, barring a fatal interruption by predators or natural selection.
This will be in late July, even August. The tiny nymphs are then going to tumble 80 feet from the tree down to the earth, bounce twice, go underground, and begin to feed on plant roots, sadly, for another 17 years.
When the parents die, their bodies fall and fertilize the trees for their young, and in 17 years, their children will emerge again. A rhythm, Ralph told me, that has boggled the minds of researchers. Some say it's circadian, or cicadian. Others point to fluctuations in their nutrients deep underground. Ralph hopes we take the lessons of the past year, a year of turmoil and isolation, and make 2038 a better place for us and for the cicadas.
I'm just hoping that by 2038, when the cicadas come back, maybe the world will be a little friendlier and maybe a little kinder place than it is right now. I got my fingers crossed, and that's what I'd really like to see.
For Here and Now, I'm Alexander Turk.